Oh, can you feed that even meal?
Mahmoud Masri warns visitors to be careful these days when they enter the Al Jatour Cultural Center. The center in Nablus was recently attacked and burned. About 150 women used to come to the center to learn computer skills and other trades, but now they will have to go somewhere else. Khalid Masri is the deputy mayor of Nablus and a member of the Islamic militant group Hamas. She says she is in shock. She is also angry.
This destruction is not only a destruction to a building, to resources. It's a destruction to human possibilities. The women that were working in this center were the breadwinners of their family. Their chances of bringing food to their tables, to their houses, were slim.
Nablus is at war. Almost 5 years ago, Israeli troops entered the city to attack Palestinian militants. There was heavy fighting. The fighting and tensions continue, but now the war is largely between Fatah forces loyal to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas. Ever since Hamas defeated Fatah in the Gaza Strip, Fatah has targeted West Bank Hamas militants and Hamas politicians such as Khalid Masri in West Bank cities where Fatah is stronger than Hamas. Israel, the United States, and the European Union consider Hamas a terrorist group. But Palestinians give Khalid Masri and other Hamas politicians wide support for their social programs like the Al Jatour Cultural Center. But now Khalid Masri says all she can think about is protecting herself and her family.
For sure, there's danger on my life and my children's life. They're always telling me, we have prepared something for you. Don't do it or else. All these are messages that carry in them dangerous threats.
Nablus is the most populous city in the West Bank. Here in the city center, Palestinian gunmen allied with Fatah are the law. But Israel controls access into and out of the city, and Nablus residents need Israeli permission to come and go. The city is full of tension, with Israeli checkpoints trapping Nablus residents and gunmen ruling the city center. These are the gunmen of Fatah's armed wing, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. Hunted by Israel for carrying out terrorist attacks, Martyrs Brigade gunmen now hunt Hamas in West Bank cities. Fayez Terari is a leader of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade in Nablus. He and his men provide security on the streets. He works out of his brother's office, an Al-Aqsa leader recently arrested by Israel. Terari says his men are angry at how Hamas defeated Fatah and Gaza, and now he wants to destroy Hamas in Nablus. Terari will not say if he was behind the attack on Khalid Masri's center. He says he and his men are disrupting Hamas institutions. He says the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade will eradicate Hamas from Nablus. Just a short distance away in downtown Nablus, there are a few signs of the tensions between Fatah and Hamas, but many in Nablus, like Mustafa Ahmed Mansour, say Palestinians need to unite and not divide.
Both Gaza and here must be brothers, one unit. No change, absolutely. It's very bad for Palestinians.
There are few signs of that happening in Nablus or anywhere else in the Palestinian territories, which are now divided between Hamas controlling the Gaza Strip and Fatah in control of cities like Nablus in the West Bank. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Nablus.